Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
Shout out to my man Brian Fahey, who is a KFC Radio listener. He is the first ever convert to becoming an Uber driver. After we've been running this campaign for a little while now, he tweeted me the other day saying that we finally convinced him he's actually going to become an Uber driver. So shout out to Brian. He's going to be the Barstool representative in the Uber community as the first Barstool Uber driver ever. I mean, Brian's the only one with half a brain right now. If nobody else is signing up, it's crazy because it's an absolute no-brainer. You get anytime you have free time, just hop in your car, drive around, make some extra cash. There's no pressure, no commitment, no boss to get mad at you, no set hours, no set schedule. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You can hop in, make some dollars whenever you want. Get that honest coin money on your own schedule at your own time. All you need is a license and a car and a little bit of time to just cruise around, pick people up. You don't even need you can run their system right through your iPhone. So you already got all the gear you need. You just pop it up on your phone. Obviously, people contact you. You scoop them up, make some cash, and that's that. So if you want to do what Brian did and become an Uber driver, head over to drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber, UBER.com, and make that cash. All right, cool. KFC Radio, episode 125. Feidelberg's had a couple mixtails under his belt right now. He was getting loose this afternoon. So he's got that smile going. He's got that.
I can feel it in my eyes. You know, you get like that little, like, I morning drink smile, yeah. And you can feel it in your eyes. That's what I have right now.
Starting the weekend early. We're in full swing summer here, and we're just going to dive right into these voicemails. So this week's voicemails are brought to you by DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. I hope everyone has been following along with K. Marco's daily picks. He's been putting out a blog on Barstool U. His daily baseball picks, and the dude's been killing it. He's been in the money like at least once a week, every single week, ranging anywhere from like $500 to like $50. But he's consistently making cash. So if you want to piggyback on K. Marco's picks, head over to Barstool U and check out his daily DraftKings.com feature. All you got to do is pick two pitchers and all your position players and stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to a huge cash payday. Instant cash, instant gratification. And there's new contests that start daily. So head over to DraftKings.com right now and use the promo code KFC to play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. DraftKings.com, the official partner of Major League Baseball. Enter KFC for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Let's start out with talking about kids.
I'll be pretty up there. I'm 24 years old. I'm a sales rep in the footwear industry. And recently got asked out by manager at one of the stores that I sell to. First time meeting her, super cute, real cool girl. Get to talking, find out that she has a kid. So already mixing work and pleasure, throw a kid into the mix. Pretty tied up on what to do or what not to do. What would you take, Viva?
Date a chick with a kid. Are you in or out? And a little extra wrinkle on this one. It's a coworker. So that always complicates things. Dan, you got a thought?
Well, did he say he works in the footwear industry?
Yeah, he said he's mid 20s, works in the footwear industry. So it's not like he's setting the world on fire.
He works in Foot Locker.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like a chick who has a kid. We works with that Foot Locker when they're wearing that stupid ref thing.
Yep.
Of course, a chick at Foot Locker has a kid.
Like, yeah.
Every chick who works at Foot Locker has a kid.
I would say, like, it changes it. Like, it's one thing if, like, you're a real adult. No offense to this, Stooley. You know, a job's a job. But I would say, yeah, why not go for the chick with a kid? Because you work at Foot Locker. It's not like
he did. Maybe he's just great at phrasing it. Like I'm kind of the same way. Like I'm not a blogger when I tell people what I do. Like I'm like, I write for an internet sports website or some fucking nonsense like that. I spin it too.
Yeah, but that's how he tried to say he's like a regional
he could be like a Converse rep who like goes to stores.
I think he was trying to dress it up because he works for Foot Locker.
Here's the thing, if I work
in the shoe industry and I'm not at a Foot Locker, I am specifying that I am like a Converse salesman, corporate salesman or something like that. I'm not leaving anything into interpretation to let you know that I work at a fucking Foot Locker. So
he's Al Bundy.
He's basically Al Bundy, which again, no offense, no big deal, whatever. But I think it's like a beggars can't be choosers sort of thing. Now, I think you can just fuck that chick. Like, an office romance is one thing. If you fuck a chick at Foot Locker who works with you, I don't think that, like, complicates your job situation. You know what I mean? It's just like, we can both go get shoes from the back and, like, spray these shoes with fucking, you know.
Exactly. That. I would hope it's a different answer if it's like, oh, this is, you know, I work at a consulting firm and I'm trying to get a promotion and this could, you know, this could come up in HR. I don't think I hope that you are going for something other than Foot Locker in your life. So what you do at Foot Locker really doesn't matter.
Right. It's one of those, if you get fired, who gives a fuck jobs. I've had a handful.
You're basically fired already. You basically don't have a job already.
You're fired from life. Life has fired you, and you ended up at a Foot Locker.
This poor kid. He, like, just called in asking for advice, and we just shit on him for, like, 10 minutes.
Hey, that's what happens when you call in. You never know how the question's going to be spun. All right, let's forget about Foot Locker and shit like that, though. Let's say dating a chick with a kid, regularly banging a chick with a kid. Are you in on that?
No.
It depends on the age of the kid. If it's like a 12-year-old that you can, like, have a conversation with, I think that's fine. It's like when it's like a 4-year-old that you – like, if you –
Okay, I'm gonna throw out.
You'd rather explain to this 12-year-old why you're fucking her mom.
Yeah, I disagree with the 12-year-old.
And dad's not.
I want out on the 12-year-old. That kid, he could, like, you know, 12-year-old kids are fucking assholes. You're gonna bang his mom. He's gonna be in the house. He's gonna be
a real little shit.
Yeah, he's gonna like Kevin McAllister you.
Bitch.
It's gonna be like booby trapped when you come over to bang his mom.
12-year-old.
All right, Dan, I'm gonna throw out ages. You give me yes or no on whether you bang the mom of that child. 6 months old.
No.
1.5.
No. Can I explain my reasoning here? You guys are not thinking about this correctly. Anything 6 or 7 or younger, that mom is ready to give that kid a sibling. Like, she already had one kid. It's like, oh, well, we might as well get the, you know, Johnny a kid sister.
So you're
once
afraid
you get
of her.
To like 10, 11, 12, it's like, all right, well, I'm not having any more kids. Like, this kid, like, is sucking me dry and it's over and, like, he's grown up and, like, I can go on with my life.
So you're worried about her, like, pulling the goalie or saying she's on birth control and she's not, and you're the one knocking her up next.
I would be way more scared of having a real conversation with the child that I did not father than I would.
Be the fun uncle.
You can't be the fun uncle when they're like, why do you and mommy just go into the room for an hour? And you're like, I don't know.
My high school girlfriend, her younger brother walked in on us having sex once. And he was probably like middle school age. And my girlfriend was like, well, he saw it. He knew what was going on. Like, you have to go talk to him about it. And I
– Yo.
And at the time – I mean, looking back, I'm like – I should have been like, get the fuck out of here. You have to go talk to him about it. But at the time, I was young myself. I'm probably like fucking 16, 15 years old. So I tried to like talk to him, and it was probably the worst like 1 minute of my life. I like break out in sweats thinking about me trying to have like the birds and the bees conversation. And the kid wasn't that young. He was probably in like 6th grade. I was in like 10th. He was like,
yeah, dude, I know.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't need you to talk to me about banging my sister.
But Kevin, you just proved my point. We're now at the 8. Like, if you're an adult, you're just like, no, you go tell your shitty kid that we're like having sex. You know? Like, it's not my kid.
But if you're spending a lot of time there, this isn't like you getting told to go talk to him.
Right.
But, like, you're just spending time there and like he's going to talk to you.
But like, John,
that kid is just a part of your life now.
No, but you guys are I can't believe you guys are seeing it like this. That kid, once you hit 12, 13, 14, that kid is just sitting in his room playing with his shithead friends, probably smoking a little weed, doing teenager shit. If you have a 4-year-old
dance or bang the mom and then go hang out with the kid. Be like,
yes. If you're a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old, you're going to the zoo. You're doing all the fucking kid shit. You know, she's guilt tripping you every time she has got a babysitter for a night out and you got to pay extra and you got to pay for that. Fuck that. Just have the kid be
Can I ask a question? Why do people always bitch about that? What does a babysitter cost? $20?
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. When you think about all
I feel like that's always a thing. Like, oh, who got the sitter? Who fucking gives a shit?
All it was the shit fucking you drop money on. When you drop money at the bar, when you drop money on totally unnecessary shit, someone taking care of your fucking annoying kid and giving you freedom, I would pay like $500 a night for that. That is invaluable. That's nothing.
It's like babysitters get paid like $10 an hour. Here, you come home, here's $40. Fucking go away, you prepubescent idiot.
I think, Dan, you are underestimating how fucking terrible it would be to have like a 12-year-old know that you're banging his mom. I don't think I'd have a problem with fucking a mom who has like a 4-year-old. That kid doesn't even exist yet. That's like a puppy. That's like a pet, basically.
No.
She's not going to interfere with me having sex with her.
You're wrong. We will never come to agreement on this. Any kid under 12, I don't want anything to do with.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, I understand that. I'm just saying you wouldn't really have anything to do with it. It would be like, okay, my baby's in like the crib in the room over there.
No, you would quickly become like, oh, can you pick him up from school? Oh, can you help me out with, like, you'd have a son. Well, you'd have a son or a daughter instantly. I don't want that.
I would definitely put my foot down there, but I understand.
Can I say my stance on this is I want you to have 0 children. I don't care what their age is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Now, listen, ultimately.
I had to choose, it would be you don't have kids.
Right. And that is a big... If some chick is like offering up pussy, and she had a kid, I would definitely think like twice, 3 times, 4 times, and 5 times about it, like, no matter how old.
Who's that Instagram chick we like?
Yeah. Oh my god. Now that's a different story because that girl, I don't know her name,
but she's
like the most beautiful girl on the planet Earth.
Fuck. It's like Julianne or something like that.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's like. Tory Black, but like,
yes,
more distinguished.
Yes,
and I don't know what that even means.
No, I agree. That totally hits the nail on the head.
But she's like, and then like you'll be going through her pictures, and there's just like two of her kids, and it definitely has a huge effect. Like it's like it knocks off like 3 points, just knowing that thing exists.
Here it is. Hang on. Let me. I'm opening it up right now so we don't tease the people. She's on Instagram. Oh my god, this chick is like the hottest chick in the world.
She's on a million. She's so fucking beautiful.
It's her Instagram is Julie, J-U-L-I, period, A-N-N-E-E. So Julie and yeah, I just opened up her Instagram. First two pictures, amazing. The next one is like her kid on a fucking merry-go-round. And I'm like, no.
It has such a big effect.
Yeah, so, I mean, ultimately it probably depends on the chick, the age, and the situation. You don't really want to date a chick with a kid because then, like Dan said, you do become like a father. Not trying to do that. But I don't think it would stop me from bagging like a slutty Foot Locker mom. That's okay to me.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're still – the Foot Locker thing can't be ignored.
I'm doing Guess That Ass, so I'm going to need to take a couple screenshots real quick.
All right. I got a couple voicemails in a row here for that apply to Big Cat. So,
what's up, guys? It's Nick from Illinois. I got a pretty interesting story here for you. It's a good buddy of mine from his fiance. They're boyfriend from dating for about 6 years. And they agreed upon to get a little drunk and have a tell-all with no consequences. I don't know what you want to fucking call it. Just basically just telling the other person exactly everything done in their lives and you can't get in trouble for it. So they went back and forth, you know, stupid stuff they did. And then she kind of dropped the ball and she got drunk. And so she fucked a particular Chicago Blackhawk by the name of Patrick Kane back in, like, 2011 when he was super wild and doing that shit. So my buddy kind of has to be cool with it because, I mean, that's part of the deal. But he also said, yeah, he doesn't really give a shit because it is Patrick Kane. It's not what somebody else do. I guess the question is there any athlete you guys would give your girlfriend or wife or whatever the hall pass a buck? I mean, that'd be a pretty interesting fight. I mean, it's pretty obviously going to be Tom Brady for you. Big Cat, maybe Sharp, because that's your guy, apparently. And then for KFC, probably anyone but Tom Glavine. Thanks.
A lot going on here. A lot going on in this question. First of all, this idea that you should ever sit down with your girlfriend, fiance, and have a no-holds-barred tell-all where you're allowed to just be honest and there's no repercussions.
That's the dumbest bullshit ever.
That is honestly, I'm not kidding, the stupidest thing you can do in the entire world. That is so fucking dumb. And anyone who agrees to that, first of all, does anybody think that they have a girlfriend who's cool? Because they're not. Like, even if you have the cool girlfriend, she's not. She's not that cool. She's going to be pissed off when you tell her that you had, like, a threesome on spring break or some shit like that. It's going to happen. She's going to be miserable. And you wanting to know her shit?
The idea.
Fuck
the
no.
The cockiness of thinking that you have, like, this one girl who doesn't care what you did. Like, oh, it's no holds barred. Whatever. I'll never hold it over your head again. You know, you can tell me – if a chick told me she kissed a different guy, I'd hold that fucking bullshit over her head
forever.
I mean, not only that. Oh, that fucking guy you made out with in second grade, you slut. That's what I was once we got in a fight.
Not only that, but that screams like a situation where you're like, oh, yeah, we're cool with it, we're cool with it. And then you're just – you are literally just shoveling things she can bring up later into her resume.
Absolutely.
Like, you're just like, here you go. Every time that we get in a fight forever, I'm just giving you all the ammo.
And it's really – it's a matter of, like, arrogance. If you think that you found, like, the one girl on the planet Earth that is – no, man, no, she's cool like that. No, no, she's different. No, bro. You're a fucking normal guy. Your girl's a normal girl. Don't ever think that you have some sort of special relationship. You don't. She's annoying. You're terrible. And that's that. All right. Second part of this question during this stupid fucking game. She drops the bomb that she fucked Patrick Kane. I can kind of, from a distance, get the idea of like, oh, that's okay. Like, I love Kane, and that's cool. But when you're in that situation, I really don't want to know that my girlfriend fucked Patrick
Yo,
Kane.
Yo, I'm mad. I'm already mad for this guy.
Yeah.
I'm already mad. Like, don't ever fucking tell me that bullshit. Because, like, I'm assuming this is a Chicago couple. Like, that's my team. And this is not bullshit. When the question was first asked, I thought it was like, and would you allow someone on one of your teams to fuck your girlfriend?
Yeah,
and
that is
I was immediately like, absolutely not, and then that was my gut reaction was no, which you would think would be the normal one, and then I was like, actually no, I'd let Brady. Yeah, Brady could, and I really think Brady could, but like if it was Gronk, who I think is like kind of Kane's comparison. Like, I wouldn't let Gronk. I love Gronk to death. I wouldn't let him fuck my girlfriend.
No, come on. This is crazy. Of course you wouldn't. Dan, don't tell me you're cool with Patrick Kane fucking your girlfriend.
I'm gonna say Patrick Kane, first of all, obviously, if there's one guy probably in Chicago right now where you're like, all right, fine, whatever. The fact that it happened in 2011, Patrick Kane, that hurts your case a little bit because – the one thing that you would take away from something like this happening is like, wow, my girlfriend is so hot that a professional athlete like wanted to have sex with her.
Don't care.
You can take that away. Yes, you can.
Someone can. I won't fault you for taking it away. I don't care. No, that's
2011 though. Like when he was wild, you don't know the numbers.
Yeah,
you don't know what was going down. You were probably just a number at the deli that they take. So the specialty of it is diminished. You'd almost rather it be like your girlfriend being like, I had sex with like a married athlete and like he had to like use discretion and like chose me. Then you'd be like, okay, you know, that's
kind of like if your girlfriend ever fucked Derek Jeter, you can rest assured that she is a catch.
Correct. No one would let, like you can't, I guess.
It's like, but what you're doing is you're basically, I get it's not her ex-boyfriend, but like, I mean, I haven't had an ex-girlfriend in some time, but when I did, like, seeing her ex-boyfriend or her current boyfriend wasn't awesome, or her ex-boyfriends, it was always, like, a shitty situation. You're just agreeing to see your girl's ex-fuck-slash-boyfriend. They might not have technically been dating, but, like, that's how it's going to be in your head.
Yeah. And God forbid if anybody knew.
In the news all the time.
Imagine if this happened to us and Stoolies knew. I mean, that's just not an option. You can't have that.
We should also say this guy's got to be a little careful here because I think John will back me up on this one. The hockey community, I don't think it's just one. It's never really just one. You can't, like, one hockey player, you're like, I don't think that's possible.
Once you open the floodgates, she probably was like, might as well fuck Sharp,
It's like Fred Smoot's blowjob girl. Like, they're just, like, blowjob hockey girls. Like, it's not, like, to one facility. It's right. Just to anyone who's ever put fucking skates on.
Right. Right. So, I'd be more concerned about that, the unknown, than the known here. If that makes sense.
We'll keep it going.
It makes a lot of sense. It's actually one of the smarter things you've said on KFC Radio. Not that you say dumb things, but that was a very...
I got you.
Okay.
Kevin, keep going with another question tailored for Big Cat here, a little gambling talk.
What's good, KFC? All right, gambling would you rather for you. Would you rather have the ability in the eyesight to see through cards so you know which card's coming next? So blackjack, let's say, you could just completely dominate it. Or would you rather get $150 million up front? Now keep this in mind. If you have the see-through ability, you're going to get barred from each casino eventually.
The ability to see through cards kind of have superpowers when it comes to gambling. Or just straight up lump sum of money, here you go, you can have it. $150 million, which he's right. Even if you can cheat with cards, amassing $150 million is no easy task. But do you want the rush of gambling? Do you want to be able to sit down at a table and dominate? Or are you just like, fuck it, give me cash? Start with the gambling addict on our table.
I'm trying to like mentally think if you could win that much playing blackjack or more.
That's a lot of dough. I don't know myself. I mean, I can't imagine what the... I guess if you were playing poker...
The question is, I can't remember you'd obviously be in the high roller room.
Right.
Like, where MJ and, like, Charles Barkley are and all, like, you know, a bunch of, like, rich...
Which in and of itself, right there, even if you don't get to $150 million, maybe that's something you factor in. You can make enough that you're sitting down with some of the greats. You're playing with the big fish, you know?
And, like, just the rush of it would be unbelievable. Because there's nothing better than going on a hot streak in a casino, especially in Vegas, where you just start going nuts. Let's see. Charles Barkley, I think he was playing $25,000 hands. $20,000 hands? I don't know. The gambler in me, I'd probably take the blackjack just for the rush. But, obviously, the smart move is $150 million because I don't think you could reach $150 million before, like he said, you'd get banned. And you wouldn't get banned. You'd get banned from every single casino.
Right. They ban you across the board. Yeah.
Right.
I don't have that gambling itch. Thank God. It's not one of my vices. I don't really ever get the rush. Or the rush of winning for me does not outweigh the lows of losing. That doesn't even come close. So I just steer clear of it. So I'm just taking $150 million. I'm fine with that. I don't need
I think I'll saddle up with you, Kev.
Yeah, $150 million is a lot of money.
And I'm not much of a gambler either, but the two worst gamblers in the entire world are my dad and my brother.
Well, aside from Dan and Dave.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No. I don't mean like addicted to gambling. I mean like they're like
bad. No, I know what you mean. They're bad.
They're allergic to putting their money on a table.
Yeah.
They're the exact opposite of Dan and Dave. Like, I forget where we were. I think we were in St. Bart's, maybe the Bahamas. I forget. We were somewhere recently, and, like, I was just trying to get them to come to the casino with me for just to fucking, like I'm not like that, but like, it's just fucking fun. Like,
you're doing something.
You're at a place where a casino is like, yeah, I'll go fucking blow, like, $300 or whatever it is. I don't know. But nothing crazy. And I was just trying to play roulette because – I know it's the worst odds in the house, but it's a game no one can beat me at. Like, someone can beat the shit out of me at poker.
Yeah, yeah.
No one can beat me at roulette. It's just, like, that's how luck goes. And I'm typically a pretty lucky person, so it's whatever. And my dad and my brother just stood behind me the whole time, like, fucking bouncers. And that ruins your whole vibe.
Yep. Yeah, it does. The guy who's, like, lingering on the table, either sit down, play a couple hands, or just go away. Go to the bar. It's not for you. I get that.
what would you do? Like, if you had $150 million, you would eventually go to Vegas, right? And you would eventually gamble some of the money just for fun with your friends. And you'd probably lose.
I don't think I'd ever, like...
It would probably take a little bit out of the weekend. Whereas for me, I would go to Vegas and just, like, it's basically like going to an ATM. You just go to Vegas. I would try to be smart about it and, like, only do it, you know.
Periodically, yeah.
Yeah, try not to, like, just totally suck it dry right away. So go to Vegas, live it up. I mean, could you imagine winning, like, $1 million in a night in Vegas, what you would be able to do?
Yeah, but I could probably just go to Vegas and do it with $150 million.
Whatever. All right.
Banging hot girl, banging fat girls. Hot fat girls.
What's up, fellas? This is Joe from Albany. Feidelberg was talking last week about hooking up with a girl who had gained a bunch of weight. Kind of got me thinking. So here's a question for you. The absolute hottest girl that you guys went to high school with, say you never got to take it down. Say you're 25 now and you see her and she's gained like 25, 30 pounds. Do you do it just out of principle in your mind to be able to say that you banged that girl? Or do you not do it and kind of, you know, think that you're better than her now? Interested to hear what you guys got to say. Happy 4th and Viva.
Interesting question here. Dan, go ahead.
I just want to say, and this is, I think, something common. I guess maybe it's our own fault for, like, the culture we throw out there on Barstool. What stoolies out there in their right mind are either very attractive or haven't gained 25 to 30 pounds since high school? Like, bro.
We're all in the same
You're gross, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in my like, high school hockey program, I think I listed myself at 170, and I was adding weight to make myself – like, man. Sound bigger, like, sound meaner, whatever. I'm like, 225 now.
I'm not trying to get, like, you know, like, break down, like, bro culture here, but that question just, the lunacy of it, being like, what if, you know, you saw this hot girl, and she, like, dude, you've gained weight. And, like, love the stoolies, we're, you know, common man, by the common man, for the common man, I've yet to meet a stoolie where I was like, that guy's super attractive.
That guy's great looking.
It was fucking the cop that arrested us. That dude was hot as fuck. He was like we were like talking to him. We're like, so like you must clean up. Like, are you in like the NYPD like fucking calendar and shit?
You guys are so ridiculous.
He was eating it up. We're like, dude, you're like really hot. What's your deal? He looked like Josh Duhamel. He was fucking smoked.
But it's the comment section gets into everyone's head where, like, you'll post, like, a Instagram heat check or a smoke show, and they're like, oh, like, her, you know, she's got, like, a tattoo, or, like, a little tattoo, gross. Or, like, you're like, dude, no, shut up. That's the hottest girl you've ever seen.
Directly about the bloggers, where it's like, oh, man, you guys are gross. It's like, what? Fuck it, a whole bunch of normal-looking, average fucking gross guys here, all in the same boat.
I don't think any of us are that fat. I don't think any of us are that ugly. I think we're all just basic bitches.
Yeah, we're nothing. We're exactly like everyone else who calls in where it's like you are not you're not a supermodel.
We're totally mediocre. We're totally average. That's why this whole fucking shebang works. Now, putting that aside, I thought when I first heard this question, I was like, the hottest girl in high school, she wants to fuck you, she put on some weight. Of course I don't give a shit. But I guess it kind of depends on the girl. If she's bitchy, if she was terrible, and you had the chance to be like, you're fat now, no way I'm touching you, you're gross, to stick it to her, that might be more satisfying than fucking her. It kind of depends on who you were and who she was in high school. I don't have any girls that that scorned me that way. I'd just fuck all of them. I wouldn't hesitate at all. But if you wanted to like stick it to the bitchy prom queen, I can understand that logic.
It also – I agree with everything you just said. It also depends on how they got from point A to point B. Like, it does make a difference. Like, if they're a sloppy drunk now and, like, just a train wreck of a – you know what I mean? Like, falling, their shoes are breaking, like, all that crap. Then it, like, changes everything. You know what I mean? If it's more like, oh, she, you know, just, like, stop going to the gym for a little bit. Like,
right.
You know, that's a little different. Right.
I'm going to tell you what. This is an easy answer for me. It's absolutely.
You're fucking her.
1,000 – like, I can still think of – I know who it is.
Right.
Like, like I know who it is. It could be 50 pounds, and I'm still jumping on. That's, yeah, that's a no brainer.
No matter what, just because who knows who maybe hasn't seen her since high school, and I could be like, "Yo, dude, I fucked XYZ," and they'd be like, "Oh shit, good for you, man!" And I don't tell them that she's a size of a whale now.
It's been fucking 10 years, but finally locked it in. I
mean, especially. When you're inside of a chick, when the deed's going down, you're not thinking about how overweight she was. You're just thinking about who she is and what you're accomplishing and how 15, 16, 17-year-old you is like, yes, you finally got it done. I'm taking that opportunity 100 times out of 100.
Every single fucking time.
Okay, what's up, KFC? So I got a buddy that's got a huge issue. So he met this girl at a bar last weekend out of town. Turns out to be a lingerie football player. And he says, all right, so you need to come visit me because he's thinking he's going to have the sex with his wife. So she says, okay, I'm going to buy a plane ticket and come visit you. He's thinking a couple days. And all of a sudden, she buys the plane ticket, and she says she's staying for 5 days. Top it all off, it's July 4th weekend. He wants to spend time with his family. He doesn't want to spend 5 days with this girl. It's probably crazy. So she's already bought the flight ticket. Gonna have the sex with his wife. She's a lingerie football player. What are his best options to get out of this? His option right now is to come up with a story about his grandma getting ill in Florida. You guys got any better options? Love to hear it. Viva.
All right, so dude meets a lingerie football player at a bar. She says she wants to fly out to see him. I guess they live elsewhere, but she decides she's gonna stay for 5 days. So he's got a major clinger, and he wants to kind of get out of it because it's July 4th weekend for him. First of all, don't you think for chicks, saying that they're a lingerie football player is like the perfect lie? Like that's the guy version of saying you're like a minor league baseball player or you got drafted in hockey. Like no one knows who lingerie football players are, but a guy would be like, oh shit, you're kind of into that.
Yeah, it's like is that a good thing? Like, do you hear, like, I need to fuck a lingerie football player?
I would be pretty excited. I would think to myself, assuming that she's not, like, butch, I'd be like, lingerie football player is a dragon in the sack. She will rip your dick off. I would be happy to fuck a lingerie football player.
Did I ever tell you guys the time that I almost – I don't want to say I almost, but there was, like, heavy discussions about somehow point shaving the lingerie football championship game?
I do feel like that is vaguely, yeah. Yes. The
quarterback for the Chicago, I don't know what they are, whatever they are. She's a bartender like at the bar across from the bleachers, Murphy's in Wrigleyville. And she like, through mutual friends, we got to talking and we were like, basically, they were like minus 16 in the championship game. We're like, listen, if we can figure out a way to throw some money down on this, like, would you be willing to make sure that, like, the other team keeps it in the number? Like, throw a pick six? She was down. Like, we were going to do it. We couldn't find a way to get enough money down. But that would have been one for the ages. But I digress. Go ahead.
I mean, infinitely better than this question.
That would have been a 30 for 30, like, the best. Yes. 30 for 30, like, the time I point shaved. The lingerie football.
I'm just picturing you in like one of those cheap suits, the hair slicked back, and like a cigar, and they like zoom in on you. Like this was the mastermind behind it all.
You can only put like $1,000 on the game, or it's even less, like $500. Whatever, it's like
$500 you could have won, Dan. Plus, but immortality.
Gotta pay her, so it just didn't work. Yeah. She was like, "I'm not gonna do it for like I would need a lot of money."
Well, let's say, you know, in a different life, you had that conversation with her and she's down to bang you, but she wants to stay at your apartment for 5 days. What do you do?
Or 4th of July weekend? No. If it's any other weekend, I probably don't care.
Just write it out. I was thinking that. If it's any other weekend, just have 5 days of lingerie football player sex and deal with it. That's not the end of the world. Man.
That's a lot.
Like, it is a lot. But I'm saying if the alternative – put it this way. If the alternative was, like, making up a lie that your grandma got killed and the whole weekend's off, would you just take the 5 days?
Can I just say it's all about how old this kid is? Like, if he's in his young 20s, then that's, like, dude, sack up. 5 days, that's right. Awesome. That's, like, a great time. If he's, like, you know, close to 30, early 30s, that's the most exhausting thing I've ever heard.
Or do you think of it, though, if you're 30 years old, you know, clock's ticking, time's running out, you're trending downwards, maybe.
Five?
You know, 5 days is a long time.
Is that mine?
Or it is. I don't even like hanging out with my best friends for a day and a half. So 5 days is like a person I don't even know is a long ass time.
5 days is a lot.
But I'm actually kind of right in the middle of where I completely agree with what Dan said. Originally, if you're 20, it's a no brainer. If you're 30, it's a no brainer.
If you're,
I'm kind of in like the I don't really know what to do.
John, just think about day four when you wake up and you're like, and you, all right, you have your morning sex, you're good, and then you're like, all right, so now what are we gonna do for the next 15 hours?
Like, you're gonna go somewhere else, right?
Well, it also depends on like if she wants. I do not want to like hang out and talk with a football player.
Oh, you got it. You got to go do like touristy stuff.
All right, then that's totally out. I'm envisioning like this chick who just wants to like do drugs and fuck. Like basically, you have a prostitute for 5 days. That's what I'm picturing.
Okay, yeah, she can stay.
I'm not going to the Statue of Liberty with a fucking lingerie football chick. I'm not going to go to like the museum with her. Are you guys crazy?
I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen to this kid. And he's actually smart probably for faking his grandmother's death or whatever, because 5 days basically is day one, probably four or five times you bang. Day two.
Real quick?
What?
Faking your grandma's death is the cheapest shit ever. Go your own fuck. Go your mom. Go fucking big or go home. Like, no one believes your grandma died. Grandma's died. Who cares? Like, Simon did that. Simon did that once. When Simon worked for us, Simon took off like 4 days because his grandma died. I was like, dude, yeah, so did mine. Grandmas just die. Like, that's what grandmas are supposed to do.
That's what they do. Old people die.
Like, people get old and they die. That's how it happens. Like, if you want to fucking convince someone that you're out on a good for a good reason, your mom died.
It's got to be – I don't know about mom. It's got to be under – under – it's got to be like in the 50s max.
Yeah, but my second uncle, my great cousin. No, it's your fucking mom. My mom's dead. Leave me alone.
All right, Dan, back to the 5 days. Day one, what happens?
Oh, yeah, so day one, you're probably looking at like four or five times that you guys are going to bang. Day two, three or four. Day three, you're now like doing stuff. Hold on one sec.
Day three, you get to that point where you're – you don't even really want to have sex anymore.
Right.
You got your fill.
Right. And she's probably the same way. So now you're going out and doing the stuff around the city. Mm-hmm. And then day four and five, you might not even be having sex anymore. You just now have a girlfriend.
By day four or five, I don't even want to have sex. I want to have sex like twice in a week.
That's when you're shooting out like a puff of smoke. You can't even do it anymore. But here's the thing. If I just had some lingerie football player flying to me, after day two, I would just be like, I don't know. I don't want to do that shit with you. And what's the worst that happens? She just fucking gets up and goes home? She gets mad at you?
I don't know, man.
Unless she's like a threat to me, I'd just be a dick to her.
I think she might be.
Which she could very well be. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin, I'm going to tell you something. If she's a lingerie football player, she's a huge threat to you.
Right. And any chick who's flying somewhere for 5 days has got the crazy gene,
correct,
too.
Correct.
But I'll still take my chances with 5 days.
Five's a lot.
There's two types of people in this world. The people who like driving and the people who just, you know, use driving as a way to get from point A to point B. Yeah, the most important thing is getting you, you know, to and from work and wherever you need to go safely. But there's a lot more to it for most of us. Anytime you get behind the wheel, you know, you pedal to the metal, wind in your hair with the windows down, some music blasting. You know, driving is more than just transportation. It's about a little bit of fun. So if you believe in driving, Mazda believes in driving. So get out there and drive. Why? Because driving matters. Dad jokes.
Hey, so I was just sitting around with my dad the other day, sitting around talking, and he decided to fire back with a joke to the effect of, you should have just jerked down your mother's leg. And he thought it was the funniest fucking thing in the world. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there scarred for life. I was just wondering, what's the most uncalled for, fucked up thing your father or another relative has ever said to you?
All right, Dad makes a joke about how you should have dripped down your mother's leg, which is one of those things. I just feel like some dads like play it pretty close to the vest. You know, like they lived a separate life and they became a dad and they kind of cleaned it up. And every now and then there's like a slip up where they're honest and they're their true selves. And it's like, holy shit, Dad. I think dripping down your leg is one of those moments. So the reason
if my dad ever said to me, I'd never talk to him ever again.
Well, I could see your dad kind of being pretty like buddy with you though. Specifically, your dad. Like you go to the game,
yeah,
you throw
is.
The lip, and your dad.
He very much is, but like not in like. I mean, I don't have any friends who would say that to me. So like it's
It's just like the line was too much. Like he crossed the line.
That's way over the line. Yeah.
Well, you know what it was is I bet you that joke was dropped with a bunch of dads around, and they all were like, "Oh my god, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard." And then they brought it back to the sons, and I don't care what you could be like 60, and your dad could be 90, and that still would be like, "Come on, dude." Really?
the reason I played his voicemail too, my father has been really listening to KFC Radio pretty consistently these days. And if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I'm not even sure, Dan, you might not have been on. You might have been, I'm not sure. We talked about slipping it in the butt. And I said, why on earth did God put chicks' butts and vaginas so close to each other?
Yeah, that was the Star Fox.
Yes, the Star Fox conversation. So that was the question I posed. We just kind of laughed about it. Nobody really answered it. I get a text later that day when it aired from my father, and it just says, to answer your question, God was an engineer. Who else would put a sewage treatment plant next to a playground? I was just like, dude, oh man, what has life become that I do this show and I get my dad randomly texting me the answers to questions like that with sewage treatment plants? Cheers, Dad. Cheers on that one, man.
That's
appreciate the answer. It got a laugh out of me. It didn't creep me out like the last caller. I had a good chuckle and I texted him back about it. But yeah, that's
fantastic. I don't think I don't have anything even close to those two. That's so funny. That's great.
I whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't really know. One more question and we'll wrap it up once you get to the weekend.
Hey guys, I just found out that I matched with my best friend's younger sister in the group. Should I follow through on this? And if I do, how should I do it? Thanks, guys.
Here's another question that I think might be a stooly bro thing. I matched with my best friend's sister on Tinder. Like, should I pursue it? No, right? Oh. I mean, like, right? I know we talk about, like, oh, do whatever you can to get pussy and go after chicks and bang as many as you can. You just matched with a chick on Tinder and it's your friend's sister. Just let that go. You don't need to fucking even think about pursuing that. You're a dick.
I would never match with a friend's sister because I would... it's just not worth even to have this thought. You just swipe left. That's it.
And think about it in this way. We're not talking about like 30 years ago and you're living in like some small town and there's, you know, six girls to choose from. You're literally on an app where you are swiping through hundreds
of
women
of girls
every second and you can't skip one. Come on, dude. You're the worst friend ever.
I was going to say, you're just a terrible, terrible friend. I like that we're going to finish off on this one because it's like the guy last week where it was like, oh, no, you think you're cool because you got your girlfriend knocked up and you want to go fuck another girl? No, you're a dick. If you try to fuck your best friend's sister, whether it's through Tinder or just real life or anything, you're a dick. Don't do it. There's millions of other girls that have sex.
Hang on. I've come around a little bit. I'd swipe right because I just want to know.
That's fine. You can match with them.
But I wouldn't do it, but I'd want to know.
I would swipe right, and then I would, like, screenshot it and send it to my friend and bust his balls or something like that. But I would never, ever, ever in a million years.
I wouldn't send it to the kid who she's related to.
I could maybe see myself being like, bro, I matched. You know, depending on the friend, if I really wanted to, like, needle him, be like, I matched with your sister on Tinder.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to my best friend.
I would do that to you, Feidelberg. I would do that to you. Yeah, so that's the final lesson of the day. Don't pursue your fucking best friend's sister, you idiots. Definitely fuck your fat friends from high school who are the hot chicks. And don't work at Foot Locker. Those are the three main lessons of the day.
Dude, Foot Locker.
Although, hang on, I'm still not fucking sold on this guy. I'm buying what he's selling. Where he's like, I'm in the shoe industry.
No, he said footwear.
I kind of like it.
No, he said footwear industry. Shoe industry would make me think that maybe, possibly, he designs shoes like in Oregon for Nike. He's in the footwear industry. I feel like he's slipping. He's slipping someone the new. He's got that.
Dude,
that
like someone in our apartment
to test how big your
that,
foot
yo,
is.
Yo, that thing, by the way, that big metal device is the most unnecessary device in the world. First of all, what person does not know their goddamn shoe size? You just know it because you have fucking feet and shoes your whole life. But to sit down and place your foot in a giant metal contraption and adjust it, ridiculous. Totally absurd. Anybody who needs to use that is a goddamn retard. The shoe industry thing, that dude better run around telling people that he, like, designs Jordans
yeah.
and all sorts of shit. So
you can just be like you can be a distributor or something like that. Like some the reason I have fucking mixtails is because someone in our apartment is a Bud Light sales rep. So our fridge is just always stocked with Bud Light products, and it's like every product they have. So now we're drinking mixtails. But like he just says like, yeah, I work in the beer industry.
Well, yeah, but that's what working in the beer industry is. Yes. You're just a beer distributor. It's
you like, can be a fucking. Well, what you're saying is he's a bartender.
When you
no, that's ridiculous.
So
what do you mean?
If you're a bartender.
That's literally exactly what you're saying.
Let me tell you this: if you're a bartender and you tell people you work in the liquor industry or something like that, you're the biggest asshole alive.
If you're a fucking shoe salesman and you tell people you work in the shoe industry, you're the biggest asshole
of all time. Because that's completely reasonable. Because I wouldn't want to tell people that I'm a shoe sale that I work at a Foot Locker.
Dude, it's like Michael Scott working in finance because he's a bank teller. Ryan says to tell all the girls you work in finance. I'm a bank teller.
Right under the wire, Feidelberg gets the Office reference in, and it's perfectly spot on. I love it. Well done. I think it's totally acceptable to tell people that you work in the shoe industry instead of Foot Locker, but I'm going to call you out on that shit. You're fucking...
I tell you what. Whoever that was, that caller, man, I believe you. I believe that you do not work at Foot Locker.
Dan, have you been outside this whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was a white wall, and I just saw a bird flying by. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Flying to my head.
Oh, shit. I thought you were in a white room the whole time. All right. All right, let's wrap it up. Call the hotline for next week, 646-807-8665. We'll catch you guys next time for episode 125. Adios. Love.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com?
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.